going into the season and getting ready for two big days coming up for you. You had a good feeling with all the kids coming back. This could be a pretty special group, and it definitely has been a great season for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, we knew coming in that, you know, we'd have a shot, and that's kind of all we talk about, is that just we want to put ourselves in a position where we can have a shot to wrestle for titles, and we've got ourselves there. You know, now we just got to go do it. There's a lot to stand in between us getting that title with Cozad and, you know, Minden and conference, and then when we get to state duels, there's just a lot of good people there.
You look up and down in the latest rankings, Coach. You've got kids all the way from lightweights to heavyweights this year.
Yeah, we're pretty deep. We've got a lot of kids in there that have put a lot of time in, and it's kind of neat to see all the work that they've done throughout the years start to pay off. But yeah, there's I sat there and I you know, you look as a coach, you try to evaluate, and I look at, you know, like how people would attack us, and there's not too many holes in our lineup. You're not gonna be able to just run out, you know, an average kid or a below average kid to bump up your good kid, because we're gonna beat those kids. So we're a tough matchup for teams.
You kind of lean, of course, as always, on your upperclassmen, and I think you know, Cal Wells seems like, man, he's been there doing this a long time, but having a phenomenal year at 215, and I'm sure you're hoping for big things for him this week and in the weeks to come.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be a good test for him. You know, we try to have a schedule where we can put, you know, if you look at our kids, we don't have anybody that's undefeated. We try to find matches to where we can get them beat, or at least put them in a position where they have to wrestle their butts off, and this is no difference. You know what, he's going to go to conference, and you got the kid from Cozad who's tougher nails, and he's just going to have to go out and perform like he's been doing all year.
Two meets of this caliber, Coach. I'm sure you are used to this. I mean, every week you have, I'm sure, most of every week is you have multiple meets. You're going to invite stuff like that. You're going to face really, really good teams, and having the Southwest Conference one day and then 2 days later having the state duels, that's going to be nothing new for your kids, is it?
Not really. I you know what, we go to 2-day tournaments and stuff like that that are tough, and we try to put things back to back where we are ready to wrestle, you know, a couple. Actually, we talk about a lot about being able to wrestle 3 tough days, because that's what state tournament is. So going and wrestling, you know, 2 days, you know, we get a day in between. So our biggest thing is just trying to stay healthy for it and get through it, so that we can just keep taking that next step forward.
How close is this Southwest Conference meet going to be with yourself and Cozad and Valentine's got kids and Minden, as you said, got kids? I mean, there's 3 or 4 teams that are really going to push you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're all chasing Cozad. Cozad, they're tough. We'll it's going to be a battle between us and them and Minden, as far as, because Minden's got 6 or 7, 8, just, I mean, absolute dudes. And so it's, you're going to see who comes in there the healthiest and who has the best day. And I think any 3 of the teams could win it. Valentine's got some good kids. They're just not maybe as deep as what they've been in the past to match up with the likes of Broken Bow and Cozad and Minden, but like I said, they still got kids that are going to be, you know, vying for conference championships.
And then the state duels, you look at the bracket, you got Central City in the opener. Did everything kind of figure on the 3 seed where you thought you might be in that one?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. We were just hoping that Battle Creek was on the other side of us, because we've seen Battle Creek now 3 times this year, and they're tough. But you know, you can't look at that at Battle Creek or the finals, because Central City's every bit as good as anybody else. So we've got to be ready to go that duel and just make sure we take care of business there, and then look to the next one after that. But we got to get through Central City first.
So it wouldn't be any big surprise at all. Any of these 8 teams, where you could see any one of those teams as the overall champion at the end of the day.
Yeah, because there's, you know what, everybody's got a lot of depth. That's the, you know, that's the thing I like most about state duels. People will sit there, and some people don't really like it, but I'll tell you what, you're not going to win state duels with just four or five good kids. And you can win a state tournament with four or five or six, like, absolute studs. You can't do that in duels. You got to have 14 good kids. And it's an epitome of a team. And that's kind of what we like. I mean, wrestling's an individual sport, but we also look at it as a team. And our team gets pretty excited for duels.
Finally, Coach, how about your district? I know out here west, McCook's hosting a district, and boy, you got Omaha Scut coming out here. You got just a whole wacky list of teams coming out for this one. Is yours kind of the same way, or will you see some of the same teams in that district you saw before?
Yeah, no, as far as C4, we are still, it's the farthest 16 West teams. It just so happens that you have, like, we're rated number one. I think O'Neill's rated number two. I think Minden's rated, like, number four or five. Chase County's up there. Our district is going to be, I think, overall, probably one of the toughest in the state. There's just so many good kids. There's just not, you know, normally you go to a district and you might have some teams that maybe aren't all that good, that maybe have one good kid. That's not the case for our district. There is, every team's got three or four or five good kids. So there's going to be some absolutely tremendous wrestlers that are going to be sitting at home come state tournament because they did not get out of C4.